Welcome to another episode of WFA Daily, and it's Pete Hoffman being joined right now by one of my favorite fighters of all time, Marlon Chito Vera. It is an honor, a pleasure to speak to you. And how are you feeling right now going into this weekend's fight versus David Martinez?
Well, thank you so much. I feel great. It's been a great camp, and I'm in really good shape and ready to go.
Now, listen, right now you're in Mexico City. I talked to Brandon Moreno the other day, and he said everything's all right. But, like, how is it right now? Are you seeing anything that's going on in Mexico right now? Is everything, like, clear, or you guys are just, like, you know, in your own world right now?
It's everything good. I mean, I saw what happened, you know, through social media. But the problem with that is, like, they also probably are putting a lot of, like, old videos that the normal people don't know, and they just think, like, it's like a civil war. I mean, that shit is real. Like, I mean, those guys really, if they want to fuck around, they fuck around, and they, you know, throw gasoline and boom, boom. But there's also, like, there's also a lot of, like, old videos that happened, like, probably 10 years ago, and they just add them to the pile, and now the world thinks it's like a fucking war, and there's nothing going on around here.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. So that's got to keep your mind at ease, at least, right? With you, your family, your camp. Is your family in town with you?
No, not right now. Family members are going to arrive on Friday. But, I mean, I'm from Ecuador, so I know how things really are. And the media, you know, when we started talking politics, like, you know, the left talking shit about the right talking shit about the left. So if something happened on either side, you're going to start seeing, like, videos from the 90s, and people go like, oh my God, that happened yesterday. It's like, no. But most people don't make research. They just react of what they see on social media. That's why, you know.
To be honest with you, I was actually happy with the cartel because, I mean, if I'm – They blew the gas station. I'm not saying I'm happy about that, but they, like, got the people out of there. They told the civilians, move away. We're about to blow this gas station up. Please move out of here. They didn't want a civilian casualty. So I thought at least that was nice.
I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, at least they don't want casualties for no reason. I think most of people like that have some sort of code, so they don't fuck around with civilians and women and kids, which that's to be appreciated.
What's Chito Vera's code? Dude, once you step in the cage, bro, you are a vicious, vicious man. You can't fuck with you. You are the true warrior once you step in that cage. How are you outside the cage?
Normal. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, I have a small circle, good family, and I like to drink coffee, run, or surf. So, not much. I like also like a farm life. So maybe one day I go back to what I was doing when I was a kid. So, you know, kids, wife, family. Not much. Just a lot of fun, a lot of, like, good times, and all guys for now.
And then what happens when you get in the cage, when you close that door and you just turn into this? I mean, we've seen you with some of the most vicious knockouts in the bantamweight division. I mean, Frankie Edgar, you know, a true hero, a true UFC legend. And you took him out, and it was that was one of the more vicious knockouts I've ever seen. So, like, what changes when you get in the cage?
I mean, is that switch, right? Like, I work so hard to be where I am, to came across all the hurdles and obstacles, like trying to become a UFC fighter from Ecuador. Like, it was, like, nearly impossible someone would pay attention to a kid in Ecuador and, you know, work so hard to get noticed, then work so hard in the US to get in, you know, get a win streak, get in a solid gym, like, just, like, always fighting for what you want makes you fight hard in there. And you know, with the experience that I have been in front of, like, most of the best, now it's almost like, you know, I can pick and choose when to do something in terms of, like, not fight reckless and fight smart and, you know, push forward. So it's just that switch, right? And then I know I'm not just fighting for myself, I'm fighting for my family, I'm fighting for, provide a better future. So that makes me go.
Obviously, the most recently you haven't had the wins that you'd like to have. You're facing David Martinez. He's 13-1. It's his hometown. Give me a little bit about this fight. That's gonna, how do you go into a fight with, is a win, obviously you always want to go in there and win, but is this win more important than any others?
I mean, in terms of it being important than any others, probably not. A win is a win, but in the position that I am right now, I need a win, but that's a case. And I'm gonna fight like a guy that needs a fucking win and needs to get back to the win column and just to get that momentum that comes with a win, like your aura, your energy, your vibration. So I train extremely hard and I'm gonna do it.
David Martinez is your opponent right now, but like with a win, I know that a lot of people are talking about the White House event. Is that something that you're interested in? Is that something that's on your radar right now? Or are you just trying to get a win, secure it, and move on to the next fight? Whenever that's going to be, it's going to be. Or is there a goal for you?
I mean, right now, like right in this very moment, I'm only thinking about winning. And I know the way I fight, and because who I am and how I handle myself, I can easily get on a big car after. But something like the White House, yeah, sure, that's huge. Like it's probably gonna be one and done. So if I have the opportunity to do something like that, that's gonna be another record in my book that, first Ecuadorian and do something like that, but or whatever. But yeah, that'd be great. So, but first things first, nothing is past this Saturday for me.
Side question, because I mean, listen, the World Cup is coming to America. Are you into soccer at all? Are you gonna be coming to any of these events at all? Are you gonna come to any of these games?
I love soccer, so if I have the chance, if I have the opportunity, I'll be around it.
Are you you're a big now which is your team? Are you more of like a hometown Ecuador is my team, or is there like are you into the Euro League? What is your team of choice?
I have always liked the European soccer because, it's just highly competitive and it's just like a bunch of huge names. But now in Ecuador, we're lucky enough with enough talent that we have like one dude in Manchester, one dude in Chelsea, one dude in PSG. Like there's a few guys in Brazil, there's other guys in Europe also. So like right now, it's the new wave right now is crazy, the talent. Like people call me crazy, but these guys can win a World Cup now. Because
Oh yeah, you think?
now it's not like one, just one big name. Now there's like a lot of them. So if they put it together and they keep getting experience in Europe, they can pull it off.
Now, I'm going to compare the two here because I've been to many UFC fights. I've seen some of the bigger fights at MSG, at the Garden. I wasn't at the Sphere, but there's been some huge, huge events. I always tell people that a UFC event, whether it's for a title, even if it's a co-main, whatever the case is, it is one of the best crowds of all time. Take me in your view, outside of the UFC, what is the best event you've ever been to?
Probably none, but soccer is also like energy is pretty high in soccer. When there's a packed stadium is something else. Like I haven't been on Europe on a big game, which that could be bigger than the UFC show, but at least the games in Ecuador, they're huge. Like I've been there, like, it's huge.
I seen like, dude, the fans are nuts. The crowd is crazy. I see like the other day there was like a fire set at some stadium. It's a different experience at soccer games too, man. Like I totally get it. What is the best moment of your so far in the UFC? You know, you've had countless of them, but what is your favorite moment?
I just appreciate them all. I don't have a favorite moment. I don't think in the top of my head, but I just appreciate the long career and the great fights that I have had through the years.
Do you even think about like an end point to this, or is this just keep on going as long as you can keep on swinging, you'll get in that cage?
I mean, you gotta go day by day, right? We never know what's tomorrow, so just happy I'm healthy today and I'm ready to fight this week, and that's the most important.
And obviously the Paramount Plus is a big deal now because with the Paramount deal, it seems like bonuses have gone through the roof. Is there any extra momentum to get like a knockout of the night, performance of the night, anything like that?
No, like every good coach will tell you, like if you're looking for them, you will never find them. So you just gotta let it go, fight your ass off. And if it comes, amazing. If not, you know, keep just kicking ass.
Well, Marlon Chito Vera is with us, and I just want to appreciate you so much for your time, what you've done in the cage. Huge fan of yours, like I said. I'm looking forward to this fight versus David Martinez this weekend, UFC Fight Night 268, Mexico City. Thank you for your time, and anything, any last words you want to put out there to the fans that are listening?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and thank you for the interview.
Marlon, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.